We're now talking about a different kind of, very similar kind of art, poetry, in fact. On the first Tuesday of the month, Mark Marusich and Barry Sargent have been involved with the spoken word scene for a few decades, organize an open mic night for writers and performance poets in the community arts-friendly venue, the Petersham Bowling Club, which also hosts a number of other creative nights and fun nights like that. Mark has produced some innovative and at times political poetry anthologies himself and is with us now to talk about the night. Thank you for joining me, Mark.
Hello, Sam.
So, Mark, how did this poetry night actually come about?
How it came about was in December of 2015, I had a launch for my book, which is called Iconoclastic Journeys. And my co-host, Barry, who's with me, and who'd also will hear a word from him in a moment as well. He'd be most happy to join in. Suggested that this looked like such a wonderful venue to do it on a regular basis, not just a one-off, you know, once a year for a launch or whatever. Because actually at the launch itself, we had some open mic sessions too, so we already had a sense of how it could be a really good place for open mic on that night.
Right. What's your personal history with poetry? Like how long have you been, you know, involved with it?
Probably at a more serious level, about 20 years or so. So that's involved in things like going to writers' groups and sending poems out to magazines and doing the occasional bit of self-publishing as well.
Right. And what sets this poetry night maybe a little bit different to others around Sydney? Like they have them over at Sappho's book in, you know, cafe in Glebe, and there's a few others around Sydney. What do you think special about yours?
Well, one of the great things about ours is that we have, it's an opportunity for everyone who attends. We even encourage people, if they want to, if they're attending the first time, to get up and read early. And my co-host, Barry, can add a little bit more about my co-host, Barry, who's been long involved in organising events.
Yeah.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm going pretty well. So Barry, just background, this is Barry Sargent, who's also involved with the spoken word scene and the open mic night at the Petersham Bowling Club. So, yeah, Barry, what do you love so much about the open mic?
Well, the whole idea about the open mic is to actually get new writers out from all over the city and also different genres. So you were asking before about different how it's different to any other reading or readings. Well, first of all, we don't have set readers in the actual event. It's a completely open mic, and it is really there to encourage from each from the local area to come in and to present their work, and not just poetry, but it can be narrative, it can be lyrics, it could be songwriters, it could even be sections of plays, and we also encourage visual artists as well.
And what sort of feedback do you get at the nights? How much do people, you know, engage with or let you know, like, what kind of, you know, experience they've had?
Well, it's the beauty about it. Because we don't run it as formally as most other readings, we have larger caps of people to network, communicate, and create their own projects. So we're now getting cabaret acts in there to actually perform as well.
Oh, okay. And what would you say, like, in terms of, you know, the benefits people get out of attending nights like yours?
Well, established writers, they have another venue. They're able to sell books at the venue. They're also, for new performers, they're strongly encouraged to perform. We, unlike libraries,
sorry, Barry, we're just losing you a little bit here. I think the reception might be going a bit strange.
I'll just bring up my volume a little bit. How does that sound?
That sounds a bit better. So maybe, so you know, what are some of the creative benefits you think that they get out of these nights?
Well, first of all, they see each other's performances. They are encouraged to experiment. They also have the ability to be able to talk to more seasoned writers and actually to work amongst each other to create other aspects, other projects outside the group itself, which means if two or three people wish to work on a children's book, well, then they go together, they go talk about it during the day, and afterwards they get together back to work towards a publication of their own.
Okay, that's really cool. And what kind of drives you to write your own poetry?
Oh, that's a really funny one. I don't know. I think I started when I was about 19, back in the dark ages, about when Methuselah was alive. But I also, my background is theatre and drama. So that was a natural progression to move into both areas.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so I guess then, you know, if people want to come along to these open mic nights, it's on the first Tuesday of every month.
And it's first Tuesday of every month. It also is a free venue, which I believe it is the only one in Sydney which there is no charge to come in. They have a bistro upstairs, so you can buy food. There's a licensed club, so they have designer beers, which is the other nice thing as well. Poets seem to like a bit of alcohol along the way.
All right, that's great. And did Mark want to add any last words of encouragement?
Well, let's see. Mark, would you like to add any last words of encouragement?
Sure, yes. In addition to our regular Tuesday nights, sometimes we have special events on Sunday afternoons, and we're having such an event. It'll be early in March to launch our first anthology, which actually we're working on at this moment, even as we speak. We hope to every year to put out an anthology. So this anthology features 20 different poets, also some artwork, and a couple of stories as well. So we've put all that together, and we don't have the we can't confirm, sorry, at this stage yet. So we do have a Facebook page called
okay.
Poets of the Pitch and Bowl, and I'm also happy to give out my number if to get people updated on any change.
Okay, well, we'll direct our listeners towards your page. But thank you so much, Mark and Barry, for joining us this morning to speak about it.
It's been a great pleasure to speak about it. And if